Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today we introduce The Dog of Crossover Village by Hwang Sun-won. I'm your host Karen Choi, and please stay tuned. One had to go over a hill no matter where one tried to go. Surrounded on all sides by mountains, one had to climb over the mountain to pass no matter where one wanted to go. This is why it was called Crossover Village. Hwang Sun-won's The Dog of Crossover Village was published in 1948. It is a story about a dog named Shindong that ends up in Crossover Village. It was springtime. At a mill next to Gannan's house at the foot of the mountain located west of Crossover Village, a dog was licking a long-neglected, dust-covered winnowing machine. The dog was a moderate-sized female. The dog could have once sported soft white fur, but it was now grungy and had a rope mark around its neck. It seemed very hungry, as if it had traveled a long way. Literary critic Chun So-young tells us about the background of this story.
At a glance, this story appears to be about a dog tormented by human beings. But it actually represents Korea's painful modern history. Hwang Sun-won was originally from North Korea, but moved down south to avoid political oppression fueled by the ideological conflict between South and North Korea following the country's liberation. In the first ever part of the story, there are several references to crossing over, which indicate the hardship of the author and his fellow Koreans who had to leave their hometowns and cross the 38th parallel line. The situation was not very different in other parts of Korea in 1948, when this story was published. The country was divided and war was looming. Strangers from different parts of the country were not welcome in either the south or the north. Crossover Village in the story doesn't refer to a specific location, but it stands for the overall atmosphere of rejecting strangers.
Shindong was looking for food when she arrived at the house of the village chief. The limping dog entered the mill in the house and licked the bottom of the winnowing machine. That was when the village chief's big black dog named Komdung growled at the newcomer. But Komdung soon sat down and merely watched Shindong as if the mangy dog was not worth the fight.
Someone from the village chief's house called the black dog. Komdung ran to the house. Shindong, quickly catching on, quickly limped after him. Komdung was nearly glued to the dog trough left outside the kitchen door, gobbling up food. Shindong instinctively went nearer to the trough with her shaking tail tucked between her hind legs. Even before Shindong reached the trough, Komdung bristled his shiny fur and growled, baring his white teeth. Shindong stopped and looked at the trough before sitting down to wait. Before long, Komdung finished eating, stepping away from the trough as he licked his mouth this way and that with his long tongue. Shindong stood up quickly and stuck her quivering nose into the trough. There was still some food left at the bottom of grains of rice were stuck on the side of the trough. Shindong hurriedly slurped it up. As she did so, her body began to shake uncontrollably. Only when there was nothing left to devour, Shindong looked up from the trough and walked past Komdung, defending his turf to leave the house.
When Shindong visited the mill again, there was a spotted dog named Paduk belonging to the village chief's brother. Shindong cowered in fear at the presence of another dog, but Paduk nonchalantly walked towards his house with Shindong tagging along. Once at the house of the village chief's brother, Shindong ate up all the food left in Paduk's bowl. Shindong ended up making a base camp at the mill and survived on the leftovers of Geumdong and Paduk. A few days later, people gathered at the mill to grind rice.
A sweet, nutty scent wafted out of the rice bags. Shindong approached a crowd, drawn by the smell of rice. Annoyed by a bothersome mutt, a manservant kicked Shindong's back to push her away. The village chief's brother soon showed up. The man, short and robust, looked much younger than his age at 40. They are nice and dry, right? Ground them well. The man turned to discover Shindong standing there. Whose dog is this? Kicked for no good reason, Shindong yelped and ran away. When Shindong looked back from a short distance, as if she didn't want to leave the mill, the chief's brother, who was keeping his eye on the dog, bent down to pick up a rock to throw at her. So the dog had to run away with all her might. When Shindong was running down the hill, a rock came hurling toward her and landed right next to her.
That evening, Shindong was again waiting for Geumdong to finish his food, but Shindong had to run away when the village chief came out and yelled at her. The chief's brother saw this as he was coming out of his house. Seeing that the dog was one that he had chased away from the mill that morning, and now she was being driven away by the village chief, his brother believed her to be a rabid dog and cried out, "Catch that mad dog!" The village chief, concluding that the new dog running away with its tail rolled up between its hind legs must be mad, dashed inside the gate and brought out a hand-sized club. Then he started yelling, "Catch that mad dog!" while chasing after Shindong. Kim Sun-dal, who was working late at the field, heard the brother shouting and started looking around. Then he spotted Shindong running away and, believing that she must be the rabid one, started running after Shindong while waving a shovel. These loud cries continued even after Shindong disappeared among the shacks at the foot of the mountain. Since that day, Shindong was known as a mad dog among the villagers. People grew nervous and finally decided to get rid of the dog. But Gangnan's grandfather recalled his wife saying that Shindong didn't appear to be rabid when she saw her at the mill one morning or on her way back home after grinding the grains. Anyway, he said that he couldn't tell whether the dog was mad or not without seeing it for himself. One day, Geumdong, Paduk, and Gangnan's tan dog named Nurong were seen playing with Shindong. The dogs disappeared and then returned home after 2 days. When the dogs returned home, they plopped down under a shade and panted with their drooling tongues hanging out of their mouths before falling asleep. Gangnan's grandfather thought that they must have mated with Shindong like any normal male dog. Hearing this, the village chief was aghast at his dog's coupling with the rabid bitch and demanded that the dogs be hanged. He then mumbled that the dog slaughtering would be timely for the Chobok Day, the first hot day of the summer. Geumdong and Paduk were killed by the villagers. Here's Bang Min-ho, professor of Korean literature at Seoul National University, explaining this bizarre incident in the middle of summer.
In this story, Geumdong and Paduk that mated with Shindong were branded mad by the villagers and slaughtered for a summer feast. This dog meat party is so horrifying that it sends shivers down our bodies as we read this part. I believe the author depicted the scene in the gruesome way to show how the Japanese treated Koreans at the end of the Japanese occupation.
The next day, the village chief comes to threaten Gangnan's grandfather to kill Nurong too, but the old man decides to wait and see what happens to the dog. 2 months pass, but Nurong still doesn't show any symptoms of rabies. But a few months later, Shindong is rumored to have returned to the village. The rumor said that the rabid dog from before was sleeping at the mill again. She was spotted by Cha Sun's father. He was on his way to the mountain to get lumber for his cart early in the morning when he saw something dash out of the mill. It was that mad bitch from before. He could clearly tell, even in the dark, that the dog was pregnant. When the chief's brother heard this, he urged the villagers to kill the dog that night since it must have mated with a wild dog. So when the night came, the villagers gathered, each holding a club.
Chasun's father, who was on the lookout, told fellow villagers that the dog had just gone into the mill. The villagers blocked the mill's two entrances and peered in. Something was moving in the dark, and despite the darkness, they could tell that it was a white animal. The villagers entered the mill one by one. Backed into a corner, a light shone bright from one part of the animal. It came from the dog's eyes. Ganon's grandfather realized that the blue light wasn't coming out of only Xindong, but from several bodies combined into one. That is, the light must have emanated also from the pups inside Xindong's womb. Something touched the old man's heart. How could they kill an animal pregnant with pups? That was when someone yelled out, "Beat it!" Men on both sides of Ganon's grandfather rushed at the dog and tried to strike her with the clubs. At that moment, he felt the blue light shooting past his leg. He then heard someone shout, "Who let it escape?"
One month after the incident, Kannan's grandfather went into the mountain to get some firewood and found puppies sound asleep. Not far away from it was Bony Xindong. The five puppies appeared to be more than 20 days old. Kannan's grandfather was startled when he looked at the puppies again. Among the sleeping puppies were tan ones, black ones, and spotted ones. But soon the old man smiled as he realized that it wasn't something unexpected, but totally natural. The old man promised himself that he wouldn't tell anyone about this.
Ever since Ganon's grandfather found the puppies in the mountain, he acted more carefully so that no one would suspect that he cared for the little ones when he went up to the mountain to get firewood. He even brought leftover barley cake without telling his wife. When the puppies were old enough to eat solid food, the old man brought one down to the village, saying that he got it from someone. Then, he brought one for Gopdan, who lived in the same village. Then another one for someone living in the valley, and another one for someone living in a different village. In the end, he brought all five puppies to give them away one by one. Ganon's grandfather said that the dog in his house is the great-granddaughter of Xindong, and claimed that all the dogs living in the crossover village are the great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren of Xindong. Even the village chief and his brother took in Xindong's great-great-grandchildren. Ganon's grandfather had a big smile inside his graying beard as he said this.
Literary critic Chun So-young explains to us what the author tried to say in this last scene.
Many refugees, including Hwang Soon-won, displaced by war and division, could not find any place to settle down comfortably. But the story's conclusion implies that the author dreamed of a future where people would reconcile and live together, because all the villagers end up raising Xindong's puppies in the last scene. Hwang Soon-won must have believed that when time passed and ideological conflicts died down, people would open their minds and form a peaceful community once again.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read The Dog of Crossover Village by Hwang Soon-won. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.